Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Let's make love. I was wondering if I could take you out to a good time. Invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, hey. The name is Charlie.
Thank you guys for listening to the show and welcome to the show. Sorry I had some technical difficulties there, but we're up and we're running. Again, thank you guys for listening to the show and welcome to the show. I'm your host, Frank Williams, and you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. Now, I'm going to get right into the show, guys. I'm not going to do a lot of my pre-show stuff and talk about promoting the show and all this stuff. I'm going to get right into the show because I have a tremendous show for you today. Excuse my voice, please. I'm getting past a little cold, and my voice is kind of here and there at times, but I'm here, and you're here, and thank you. Those that are listening via Blog Talk Radio on my show page, thank you for tuning in, and those that are listening via cell phone, thank you for tuning in. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Like I said, I have a great show for you today, and we're going to get right into it. You know, I've been doing a little gabbing and talking at work with a couple of people, and we got into the story of Noah's Ark. Now, I don't consider myself a Bible scholar. I mean, I'm not even close. I read in the Bible, of course. I've read some chapters in the Bible, of course. But I haven't really studied the Bible. But after talking with some friends and talking about this subject, I wanted to do a show about this. I am continually educating myself, continually educating my audience. You guys may be up on this stuff, but I'm not. And maybe there are other people out there that are not. So I wanted to do this show. This show is called The Real Story of Noah's Ark. Now I have a caller up on the show from the 347 area code. First three digits are 918. I'm going to put that caller up on the show real quickly. I want you to give your comments if you have any. If not, I'm going to just put you on hold and let you keep listening to the show, and I'm going to go through this. But caller from the 347 area code, first three digits are 918. Caller, are you there?
How you doing, Frank? This is Norman Hardaway. Just wanted to call into the show. I listened to the show. I don't have anything to specifically to say, but I will listen to the show. Just want to let you know I was here.
All right, Hard. I appreciate it, bud. Hang in there.
All righty.
All right. So, excuse me again, guys. Now, this is something I looked at many different things on the web about this, but and I found this to be the most interesting. Don't know how accurate it is, but this is the most interesting, the real story of Noah's Ark. Okay, now it says, and I'm going to read it verbatim. I'm not going to deviate from it at all. It says, men came about when men began to multiply on the face of the land, and daughters were born to them. I'm sorry, guys. I'm going to go through this pretty quickly, and I think I can get through it during my half hour with the show. Born to them, that the sons of God saw that the daughters of men were beautiful, and they took wives for themselves. Now, then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great on the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. The Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. The Lord said, I will blot out man, whom I have created, from the face of the land. From man to animals to creeping things and to birds over the sky, for I am sorry that I have made them. But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. These are the records of the generations of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, blameless in his time. Noah walked with God. Noah became the father of three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Now the earth was corrupt in the sight of God, and the earth was filled with violence. God looked on the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted their way upon the earth. Then God said to Noah, "The end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence because of them. And behold, I am about to destroy them with the earth. Make for yourself an ark of gopher wood." Now, I looked up gopher wood, guys, and gopher wood is actually is just what I found was stinking timber. Stinking cedar. Okay? "You shall make the ark with rooms and shall cover it inside and out with pitch." And pitch is a way to make it where it sways back and forth. Okay? Now, this is how you shall make it. The length of the ark, 300 cubits. Now, I looked up cubits. Cubits is about 18 inches. So 300 cubits is 450 feet. So the ark was 450 feet long. Okay? Its breadth, which is width, is 50 cubits. Okay? 50 cubits is 75 feet. So the ark was 450 feet long, 75 feet wide. And he said his height shall be 30 cubits. 30 cubits is 45 feet high. So think of this, guys. The ark was 450 feet long. That's long. 75 feet wide and 45 feet high. It's pretty big. "You shall make a window for the ark and finish it to a cubit from the top, and set the door of the ark in the side of it. You shall make it with lower, second, and third decks. Behold, I am bringing the flood of water upon the earth to destroy all flesh in which is the breath of life from under heaven. Everything that is on the earth shall perish." Excuse me, guys. "But I will establish my covenant, which is a contract or an agreement with you. And you shall enter the ark, you and your sons and your wife and your sons' wives with you. And of every living thing of all flesh, you shall bring two of every kind into the ark to keep them alive with you. They shall be male and female. Of the birds after their kind, and of the animals after their kind, of every creeping thing of the ground after its kind, two of every kind will come to you to keep them alive. As for you, take for yourself some of all food which is edible, and gather it to yourself, and it shall be for food for you and for them." So Noah did that. Then the Lord said to Noah, "Enter the ark, you and all your household, for you alone I have seen to be righteous before me in this time. You shall take with you of every clean animal by sevens, a male and his female, and of the animals that are not clean, two, a male and his female." See, I didn't know that, guys. I didn't know that. You might know, you may have known that, but I did not know that. "You shall take with you of every clean animal by sevens, a male and his female." So all the clean animals, he took seven of them, males, seven females. And of the animals that are not clean, he took two of each that weren't clean. "Also of the birds of the sky by sevens, male and female, to keep offspring alive on the face of all the earth. For after seven more days, I will send rain on the earth 40 days and 40 nights, and I will blot out from the face of the land every living thing that I have made." Noah did according to all that the Lord had commanded him. Now, Noah was 600. Now, Noah was 600 years old when the flood of water came upon the earth. Then Noah and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him entered the ark because of the water of the flood. Of clean animals and animals that are not clean and birds and everything that creeps on the ground. Okay? It came about after 7 days that the water of the flood came upon the earth. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, on the seventh day of the month, on the same day, all the fountains of the great deep burst open, and the floodgates of the sky were open. Now, it took Noah 7 years to build the ark. Okay? Now, the rain fell upon the earth for 40 days and 40 nights. On the very same day, Noah, Shem, and Ham, and Japheth, the sons of Noah, and Noah's wife, and her, and the three wives of his sons with them, entered the ark. They and every beast after his kind, and all the cattle after their kind, and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth after his kind. So they went into the ark to Noah by twos of all flesh, in which was the breath of life. Those that enter, male and female of all flesh, enter as God had commanded him. Then the flood came upon the earth for 40 days, and the water increased and lifted up the ark so that it rose above the earth. The water prevailed and increased greatly upon the earth, and the ark floated on the surface of the water. The water prevailed more and more upon the earth, so that all the high mountains everywhere under the heavens were covered. The water prevailed 15 cubits higher, and the mountains were covered. All flesh that moved on the earth perished, birds and cattle and beasts, and every swarming thing that swarms upon the earth, and all mankind. Of all that was on the dry land, all in whose nostrils was the breath of the spirit of life, died. Thus he blotted out every living thing that was upon the face of the land. The water prevailed upon the earth 150 days. But God remembered Noah and all the beasts, and all the cattle that were with him in the ark. And God caused the wind to pass over the earth, and the water subsided. Also, the fountains of the deep and the floodgates of the sky were closed, and the rain from the sky was restrained. The water receded steadily from the earth, and at the end of 150 days, the water decreased. In the seventh month, on the seventh day of the month, the ark rested upon the mountains of Ararat. The water decreased steadily until the 10th month. In the 10th month, on the first day of the month, the tops of the mountains became visible. Then it came about at the end of the 40 days that Noah opened the window of the ark, which he had made. And he sent out a raven, and it flew here and there until the water was dried up from the earth. Then he sent out a dove from him to see if the water was abated from the face of the land. But the dove found no resting place for the sole of her foot. So she returned to him into the ark, for the water was on the surface of all the earth. Then he put out his hand and took her and brought her into the ark to himself. So he waited yet another 7 days, and again he sent out the dove from the ark. The dove came to him toward evening, and behold, in her beak was a freshly picked olive leaf. So Noah knew that the water was abated from the earth. Then he waited another 7 days and sent out the dove. But she did not return to him again. Now it came about in the 601st year, in the first month, on the first of the month, the water was dried up from the earth. Then Noah removed the covering of the ark and looked, and behold, the surface of the ground was dried up. In the second month, on the 27th day of the month, the earth was dry. Then God spoke to Noah, saying, go out of the ark, you and your wife and your sons' wives with you. Bring out with you every living thing of all flesh that is with you, birds, animals, and every creeping thing, that they may breed abundantly on the earth and be fruitful and multiply on the earth. So Noah went out, and his sons and his wives and his sons' wives with him. Every beast, every creeping thing that moved on the earth went out by their families from the ark. Then Noah built an altar to the Lord and took of every clean animal and of every clean bird and offered burnt offerings on the altar. The Lord smelled the soothing aroma, and the Lord said to himself, I will never again curse the ground on account of man, for the intent of man's heart is evil from his youth, and I will never again destroy every living thing as I have done. So that means, guys, that God made a promise to Noah that he never destroy every living thing on earth again. Okay, at that time. While the earth remains seed time and harvest and cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. And God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. You know what that means, guys? Go out and make some babies. All right? The fear of you and the terror of you will be on every beast of the earth and every bird of the sky. Every moving thing that is alive shall be food for you. I give all to you as I gave the green plant. Only you shall not eat flesh with its life, that is, its blood. Surely I will require your life blood. From every beast I will require it. And from every man, from every man's brother I will require the life of man. Excuse me. Whoever sheds man's blood, by man his blood shall be shed. For in the image of God he made man. As for you, be fruitful and multiply. Populate the earth abundantly and multiply in it. Then God spoke to Noah and to his sons with him, saying, now behold, I myself do establish my covenant with you. Remember, covenant means agreement or a contract. My covenant with you and with your descendants after you and with every living creature. I establish my covenant with you. All flesh be cut off by the water of the flood. Neither shall there again be a flood to destroy the earth. God says, this is the sign of the covenant which I am making between me and you and every living creature that is with you. For all successive generations. As successive means all generations to come. I set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a sign of a covenant between me and the earth. Now, when he says, I set my bow in the cloud, I don't know if that means like a rainbow or something like that. I don't know. And it shall be for a sign of covenant between me and the earth. It shall come about when I bring a cloud over the earth that the bow will be seen in the cloud, and I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh, and never again shall the water become a flood to destroy all flesh. Okay? Now, Noah began farming and planted a vineyard. He drank of the wine and became drunk and uncovered himself inside his tent. Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father. I'm getting in the funny part, but guys. And told his two brothers outside. But Shem and Japheth took a garment and laid it upon both their shoulders and walked backward and covered the nakedness of their father. And their faces were turned away, so that they did not see their father's nakedness. When Noah awoke from his wine, or rather I say, when Noah awoke from his drunken stupor, he knew what his youngest son had done to him. So he said, "Cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants. He shall be to his brothers." He also said, "Blessed be the Lord, the God of Shem, and let Canaan be his servant. May God enlarge Japheth, and let him dwell in the tents of Shem, and let Canaan be his servant." Noah lived 350 years after the flood. So all the days of Noah were 950 years. Then he died. Noah lived 950 years. Now, I don't know what years meant for them or whatever, but 950 years old. Guys, I have about 2 minutes left in the show. I appreciate you guys listening in to the show. Thank you for listening in to the show. I hope this may have enlightened you on Noah's Ark. Some of it. It certainly enlightened me. Love you guys. If it wasn't for you, I would not be here. I literally just sat down in my studio at 6:31. I started the show. I just got in and sat down in my studio at 6:31. I had to go to Gwinnett and do all this stuff and get back down from Gwinnett before the show. And it was just, you know how Atlanta traffic is. But I got through it. All right. So thank you guys for listening to the show. And later during the week, and I'll let you guys know, I'm going to have a professional certified public accountant on the show for some income tax advice. So if you guys have any questions or anything like that, stay tuned for that show coming up on Wednesday for the professional tax advisor. I despise the guys who criticize and minimize the enterprise of other guys whose enterprise has made them rise above the guys who criticize. Don't you? Again, thank you guys for listening to the show. It's Frank Williams. I am over, and I am out. There you go, 416. Who's this up on the show?
Is that me?
Hello? From the 678 area code, first three digits of 416. Who's this up on the show?
Hey, Frank, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. JT.
Hey, James. What's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, bud? I'm doing all right. You doing okay?
You okay. Just listening to see what you got to say.
All right. All right. Well, I appreciate you listening in. You doing all right?
I'm doing all right. Hey, we're doing a little research here. We think it might be a little off. What we're coming up with is 7 days that God came down and told Noah that he needs to get all the animals on. But said, we're getting several different answers, but it sounds like about 100 years that it took him to actually build the ark.
Well, like I said, I looked at a bunch of different stories And that's why I called it a story, because, you know, I don't know what's right. I don't know what's wrong. I guess I was basically trying to get some general stuff out there.
Yes, sir.
So I, you know, like I said, I don't know what's right. I don't know what's wrong or anything, but I just wanted to try to get some basic stuff out there, and that's why I chose this one.
Yes, sir.
But I like, you know, I'd like to kind of look into some more stuff and maybe get, I'm going to see if I can talk with a pastor or something, if they can enlighten me on something a little bit different.
Well, maybe one day we'll actually get to talk to Noah himself, and we'll find out from him when we ask him himself.
Well, I don't plan on that day being anytime soon. So that's that's going to be a while for me.
Yeah, let's hope it's a while for all of us.
Yeah. But tell me again, what did you find again?
Well, we're looking through a couple commentaries on the Bible, and we're getting that it was 7 days. Well, it was 120 years that it took him to actually build the ark, and then God came down and told Noah, "You got 7 days to get all the animals on the ark before I start the rains and the floods and all that."
Yeah.
Now, that's what we're getting.
Well,
now, you know, like I said, we don't know. It may be something different.
Yeah. Well, this, you know, this report I was looking at said that God, you know, sent the animals to the ark.
Yeah.
He didn't, you know, like he didn't send Noah out to grab the animals. He sent the animals to the ark with Noah. So
yeah.
So. Yeah, you know, like I said, I don't know what's right. I don't know what's wrong or whatever. I really wanted to just get some general information out there about it, and I'll probably do some more research and see if I can find some more stuff, and maybe put out a little better piece on it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so hopefully that'll work. But I appreciate you listening to the show, and I appreciate you guys looking up some info for me. So that gives me an idea of another idea of looking into something else, because you know you go from your extreme of 100 years to my extreme of 7 years, and it's weird right there.
Yeah. Well, either way, 7 years, 100 years, you know, it took them a while.
Yeah, I could see. I don't know where he got his, you know, gopher wood and all this stuff from, but, you know, a 450-foot vessel, that's pretty long.
Yes. Yes,
so it had to take some years to build, but I gotta find out the right stuff. I know that the suns and all, I know that kind of stuff was right, but I gotta get into some real particulars about this ark.
Well, let me know what you find out.
I will, bud. And like I said again, I appreciate y'all listening to the show. And tell your wife and yourself that I need some tax questions. I need some questions to ask my wife when she come on the show. I had a few people that listened to the show last week when she was on the show, and they were sending me questions after the show. For some reason, people don't want to, people are hesitant to call into the show and talk.
Okay, we'll see if we can come up with some tax questions for your wife.
Yeah, do that for me, and I will definitely see you in the morning. I will not send you a text tonight.
I appreciate that.
but I will see you in the morning.
Okay, we'll see you in the morning, Frank.
All right, Jane, take care, bud.
All right, bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.